Darling, have I ever told you just how lovely you are? How sweet and kind and generous, so generous. You have such a big heart. What? No, you're making this face. This face, all grumpy and skeptical. You think I'm up to something, don't you? Wow, that is so hurtful. I'm not up to anything, and I don't want anything. But you are lovely, and sweet, and so warm. Darling, could I borrow your feet? What? Sorry, it's not a weird question. In fact, it's perfectly reasonable and logical. You see, my feet are really, really cold. Like blocks of ice. And I need you. I need you to warm them. Because I'm cold and you're warm and... Stop scowling! Yes, I could put on socks, but that wouldn't be as much fun. And besides, you'd still be annoyed because I steal your socks. What? They're fluffy! I just can't win. And to think all I wanted was the one I love to warm me up, to hold me close, to cut. Fine, I'll stop. I'm not pouting. I'm not. I'm just sighing, sadly, because I'm cold and sad and pouting. Yes! I knew it. I knew you couldn't resist the temptation of the bed. And also because you really are rather lovely. Although, I thought, well, I was expecting a bit more resistance. You can be a little bit stubborn at times. In a good way. Oh. Okay, you were sleepy. I believe you. What? Okay, I completely believe you, and I am so happy. I'm lucky. And cold, so if you could just hug. Whoa, wait. You can't just go under the covers. It doesn't work that way. Yes, technically I did tell you to hurry up, but we have to be smart about this. We have to conserve my precious body heat. My precious body. Did you? We have a rule. You cannot call me Gollum if tea is not involved. Although if you did want to make me a cuppa, I wouldn't say no. Too much? Pushing it too far? Okay, no tea. If you're sure. You're sure? Okay. But getting back to the point. Sure, no tea? Okay, no tea. What? You know I love tea. And I love you. And I love being warm. And that's why you just can't climb into bed all hickety-piggledy. I said that right. Hickety-piggledy. You never... No. That is a thing. Hickety-piggledy. Hickabidi-biggabi? Hickabidi-giggidi? Biggididigididi? What was my point? Body warmth, yes. You can't just climb in. You have to be careful. You need to have a plan. You need to be prepared. What? Stop smiling. Stop, you're laughing at me. Not pouting. Fuck off. It's not funny. I'm not smiling. Piss off. Fuck. Fine. Yes, I am being just a little bit ridiculous, but I have a plan. Yes, I have an actual plan. Look, I need you to listen carefully, because I put a lot of thought into this. Yes, I made a plan before I asked. Stop. You're lucky you're cute and warm. Which is the main reason why you were carefully chosen for this delicate operation. What? Fine. This is what's going to happen. I need you to jump into the opening I make after a countdown. I call it Operation Soaring Eagle. Fine. Operation Warming Honey. Fuck. Yes, I'm serious. This is important. My feet are really, really cold. Oh, laugh all you want. You can laugh. But you are going to love how warm it is in here. It's warm and toasty and the only blotch on the landscape, the only blight on the horizon is my bloody cold feet. Please, please, pout, kitten eyes. Is it working? Yay! So, are you ready to undertake the most dangerous and important mission of your life? Second only to learning how to make a proper cup of tea. What? You're the one that mentioned tea and now I want tea. Sometimes you have to make the hard decisions and my feet are so cold. So are you ready? Ooh, see? That's why you're the perfect person for this mission. That's a brilliant idea. So, do you want to do some stretching? Can't have you pulling a muscle during a big movement. It's important. You might flail and knock the duvet off. What? No, I'm thinking of you. Thinking of your health, of course. Always. So, stretch. Nice, big stretches. Get nice and limber. I wasn't watching. I was just making sure that you, stretched properly. So, you know. What? Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? You are? Okay. On the count of three. Three. Two. Wait. Are we going to go on one or on go? On one. Gotcha. Okay. That could have been messy. So, we're going to redo the countdown and it's going to be amazing. Are you ready? Okay, I'm ready. I am primed. Okay, here we go. Three, two, one! Yay! Success! The eagle has landed. I repeat, the eagle... the eagle has landed. Of course you're the eagle. It's Operation Soaring Eagle. See? And you thought I was just being weird. I had a plan. And it worked! Ooh, that's it. Oh, get all situated. Come on, cuddle up next to me. Oh, my feet are waiting for you. Let's get our limbs all tangled together. Oh, that's so good. See, it is warm. Mm-hmm. It's toasty in here. See, I was right. Admit it. Admit it. I told you you'd appreciate the effort once you experience just how warm and lovely it is in here. Admit it. That is a most tempting offer. And I accept. I gladly accept your kisses as a token of apology. What? What? You're such a good kisser. Oh, that is so much better. Thank you, darling. My feet are so much warmer now that they have company. Thank you for being sweet and indulging my ridiculous self. You know, you are amazing and wonderful. No, I don't want anything this time. I'm just being honest, saying the truth. You are wonderful. And I love you so, so very much. Now come here and cuddle up. I'm going to cuddle up to your chest and get comfy and You really are the best pillow in the whole wide world. So soft and warm beneath me. I can hear your heartbeat. I love hearing your heart thump next to my ear. Wow, it's going quite fast. Are you okay? Yeah. Maybe all that activity right before bed wasn't the smartest part of my plan. Oops. Not to worry. You'll relax in a jiffy now that you're trapped in my snuggly embrace. Oh, no, 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 no. There is no escape for you. You are most definitely trapped. Mm-hmm. Darling, accept the reality of your situation. My foot is holding hands with your foot. There is no breaking that bond. Yeah. You are trapped. But I'm trapped too. But I'm okay with that. I could stay like this forever. Or at least until spring comes around and it warms up outside. Oh my god, you're right. I'm describing hibernation. It's settled. No, it is settled. Cuddles and naps until the outside isn't freezing. We are staying here until it's warm. What? You'll love it when I'm ridiculous. Admit. Admit. Oh, we could just kiss. Fine. We can hibernate until the morning and see how we like it. But I make no promises. Now come here and give me a kiss. You are so wonderful to cuddle. I love having you close. Your heart is slowing down. A slow, steady beat. My favorite beat. Rhythmic and lovely. I love listening. What? You want me to sing? Oh, darling, you know that. You're cute, but not that cute. Maybe if you had made me that cup of tea. But I'll tell you what. I won't sing, but I will hum. I'll hum in time. Tell you what, close your eyes. Cuddle up close and just feel my warmth. And listen. I think my heart's beating in time with yours. I love you. Only fools rush in. But That doesn't count as singing. You're cute. Cuter than I will admit. I love you. I really do. So very much. Enough to sort of sing for you. My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Just about. This is a bit of hum. How do you hum it? The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. Are you regretting this? Stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high.
Not that thing.
But I can't see a thing in the sky. God, I only have eyes for you.
It's true though. I only have eyes for you. And though I might not be able to sing, I'll sing for you. Then you must love me too, because you want me to. I love you so much. You are so warm and close and sweet.